It is school board day here on In Focus, and we're talking today with USD 383 Manhattan-Ogden Superintendent Marvin Wade, who joins us in the studio. Good morning. Good
morning, Brandon.
And we've also got board member Jardine Coleman joining us as well. Thanks for being here.
Good morning.
It's always good to have you guys here on the program, and after a holiday week, had a week off last week, the whole district.
It was nice. Well, students were off all last week. Staff had some things Monday and Tuesday, but you know, we had Wednesday through Friday off. Nice long weekend. It was much needed, but we still got people coming back sick. You know, didn't take care of all of that, but just encourage people to do everything they can to. Same things we always say, you know, drink fluids, wash your hands, try not to spread. If somebody's sick, try not to spread those germs around.
Yeah, so important because the weather changes here, and you only really have to get through 3 weeks here before you get a nice little break.
Yeah, as I was saying, that was at the back of my mind, is just try to get everybody as healthy as we can before that holiday break that's coming up around the corner.
Yeah, so this time of year, of course, it's almost a time for reflection on the year that's been so far. I know that with your school year, it kind of divides up the year, but a lot of transitions getting ready to take place here over the next couple weeks.
A lot of good things going on in the district. It's funny you mentioned that because we had a meeting yesterday morning with department heads and went around the table, just everybody giving updates to each other about what's going on in their departments, what help people need from, you know, let's say transportation might need help from early childhood on a certain area, you know, just communicating with each other about what's going on. And every time we have something like that, I learn things that people in our district are doing that I wasn't aware of, that they don't go around and brag about it. But just one that popped into my mind just now was that some of our transportation people got together, that there's a student who has a physical disability, and they took time, their own time, to go build a ramp for her in order to be able to get in and out of her house. And, wow. I never would have known that if it wasn't for just us sitting around and talking about things that are going on. So just a lot of things like that, people making the transition. We know there's only the 3 weeks here between the winter break, and everybody recognizing we've got to do the best we can to make the most of every one of those days as we work with the students and the families.
Well, no doubt. And you guys see a lot of the good come out in people here this time of year. But these are stories that aren't just happening this time of year in Manhattan Ogden Schools, but year-round.
Absolutely, yeah. Going back to transitions, this is the time of year that we get ready to bring on our new school board members that are going to start in January. And so I remember this time distinctly, trying to look through my calendar and find some chunks of time to visit with all the administrators and to learn a little bit more about some of the current happenings. So I wish them good luck in getting those scheduled soon, and can't wait to have them sitting around with us at the board table.
I've got this notebook with me of different things that I've been looking at, and that's one of this new board member orientation, just trying to get these things scheduled for them, that we cover all kinds of things, policies, handbooks, what the school board association is, communications, safety, security, maintenance and transportation, what the teaching and learning department is, training of staff, technology and food service, special services, the students with 504 plans, individual education plans, gifted education, the budget and budget and school finance,
yeah,
is plenty all by itself.
Yes.
But we just it is really like the fire hose for these two new board members that are going to be coming on board in January.
Do you find often that, you know, people will run for this election, then are they ever surprised by just the sheer magnitude of stuff that
I was surprised.
Yeah?
Absolutely. I spent probably 6 months attending board meetings before, probably longer than that, more like 9 months. And I felt like I understood what was going on, but just the nuances of how things work in a school district, you really don't get to know until you start going to those meetings and the orientations and really getting to visit with administration one-on-one. They just kind of explain just all those little processes that are just glossed over at our board meetings because everybody kind of takes assumption of knowing that we're all on the same page on that. But it's a lot of information.
I remember Jardine, well, and the other two that came on board at that time at these meetings, asking the questions. Some of them were questions about this doesn't make sense. You're right. It doesn't. It doesn't. You know, common sense or whatever doesn't seem to prevail sometimes. But here's the law, and here's why we do it this way. And I think this is what was intended when that law was passed. And we have those kind of conversations that don't always happen at the board table.
I think a year probably in, I felt more confident about what I was doing and what was going on. It takes time.
Hmm. And so when will the new board members, when will they be sworn in?
It'll be the second board meeting in January.
Yep. Okay. So about a month or so, a little more than a month away. That's exciting time here, and it's always good. You have a couple of board members coming off as well, and they've had Leah Flyder's one of them. I forget who the
Dave
other
Dave Colbert. Mm-hmm.
That's right. So kudos to them. I know they've been on the board for quite some time and done a lot of good work.
And they don't – one thing I've seen here is when the board members leave, that we don't see them at the ex-board members don't come to our board meetings, but they're still
they need that night back.
Yes, they are available when people have questions. They're still involved one way or another with the district. I don't think they necessarily think of it as their legacy, but they're vested in. They put a lot of time and energy into getting the district where it's at. So they stay available. They take the new board members under their wing as much as new board members want that. Mm-hmm. And we've got a nice process set up, too, in terms of leadership, where it is staggered when people come on the board. So there's always somebody who's a veteran on the board who can help with those transition pieces. And they'll be involved with these new board member orientations. It won't just be administrators. It will be board members as well.
All right. Well, that's interesting. And I'll get into some more of the agenda items here in a sec, but I do want to ask, I got an email yesterday from Michelle Jones here about groundbreaking taking place on Monday at the College Hill Learning Academy.
It's very exciting, 10:30 on Monday morning. We will be out there. Hopefully we have great weather and it holds for hopefully a very short and sweet groundbreaking. We invite everyone who's available to come out. We're really excited to be sharing in the starting of this project with the community, and we're looking forward to many more groundbreakings.
And it'll be an informal get-together. I think Board President Kurt Herman and I will both say just a couple of things, and just nice to be able to do that.
It's a big step for this school, though. I know they they demolished the part of the building here a couple months ago here, and so nice to see some work going to begin here real soon.
They're already doing some things there, as you said, on that site, and they promised they'd stop just long enough for us to get in and do the groundbreaking, and then they'd get back at it.
Well, that's great. Good to hear. I drive by that all the time, so it's nice to hear about that. Let's take a quick time out. We'll come back. We'll talk about what's coming up on tonight's agenda after this on News Radio KMAN.